23. Taking off in a Boeing 707. T.E. Scott Chard. The air passenger rarely knows much about the takeoff, but part of the arrangements made is described below. The piece comes from The Airline Crew, 1962, a book first published in 1952. The author is an expert in what he describes, for he flew with the Royal Air Force in the last war, and is now a public relations officer in the British Overseas Airways Corporation, BOAC, and has a pilot's license. The London Airport controller tells us that we are clear to fly to New York, and gives us our first directions about the heights at which we are to fly. Our further instructions will be given to us from the control centre. An aircraft always takes off and lands as directly into the wind as it can. Where an airport has several runways in different directions, the runway in use is the one which is most nearly into the wind. This sometimes means that an airliner has quite a long way to taxi before it reaches the end of the runway along which it is going to take off. We have quite a long distance to taxi today. When we get near the end of the runway, the controller tells us that we may taxi onto it and take off at once. The captain, who has been using the nose wheel to steer the aircraft, taxis the great airliner onto the runway and slowly turns it into the wind. The long runway stretches out into the distance before us. The captain puts the brakes full on. Then he makes the engines roar into power, and the Boeing 707 pushes against the brakes, impatient to be free. The brakes are taken off, and our Boeing 707 starts to move down the runway. As she quickly picks up speed, our seats seem to be pushing into our backs, so great is the acceleration. The first officer is watching the needle on the dial of the airspeed indicator. He calls out the speeds to the captain, who steers by means of the nose wheel until sufficient speed has been reached to make it possible for the rudder to work. The captain now leaves the nose wheel steering control and keeps the aircraft straight by using the rudder. At the same time, he holds his control column steady in a central position. The first officer continues to call out the speeds, and when a certain speed has been reached, the captain firmly pulls his control column back and the aircraft's nose comes right up. For a moment, the airliner continues to race down the runway in this nose-high position, and then her wheels leave the ground, and she lifts gracefully into the air. Our flight has now really begun. The captain calls, "Gear up!" and the first officer moves the lever which pulls up the undercarriage. Although we cannot see them, the huge main wheels and the nose wheel slowly lift up and put themselves away out of sight. We are now climbing rapidly, and the runway pattern and buildings of London Airport are very quickly left behind and below. On the ground below, it had been a dull, cloudy day when we took off. We have now entered the cloud and are climbing up through it. Outside, nothing can now be seen through the windows, except a greyish darkness. We are in a comfortable little world of our own. Suddenly, we break through the cloud into brilliant sunshine. It takes us a little time to get used to seeing the cloud below us instead of above. For the first time, we have entered the wonderful world above the clouds, which only airmen can enter.